Welcome to Plays That Change the Game right here on Giants.com. I'm John Schmuck. As always, we're joined by former Giants center Sean O'Hara. Sean, the Giants, a very disappointing 37-14 loss to the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah, very disappointing for the Giants. And, you know, any little glimmer of hope they had for the playoffs is now officially eliminated.
But let's look at some of the plays that did change this game. And we'll start with a positive one for the Giants. We go to the first quarter, no score in this game, and the Giants have the ball on their own 17-yard line at 2nd-and-4. And this is the offense we thought we would see from the Giants all season long.
Yeah, John, great point. I mean, the explosive offense that we thought we were going to get from Kevin Gilbride, he loves to take shots down the field, attack defensive secondaries, especially with the play-action pass. And coming into this game, John, I mean, the San Diego Chargers defense, 28th in the NFL, giving up a lot of big plays. Quarterbacks against this defense were averaging the second-highest passer rating out of all defense in the entire NFL. So a great opportunity here for the Giants. And, you know, it starts off with great pass protection right here by the Giants offensive lineman. And you can see the safety down here at the bottom of the screen, Eric Weddle coming over to double up Brandon Myers, which allows Hakeem Nicks a little one-on-one coverage. Eli Manning reads it, and then he throws the ball to the middle of the field, which allows Hakeem Nicks to actually run away from the corner to catch this football. Let's look at it from the end zone, and I'll show you that great protection that we were talking about. The first thing that helps any great protection is when the defense only rushes three guys. So we love that as offensive linemen. But I want you to watch David Deal right here, because they rush three guys. James Brewer is protecting Will Beatty's inside right here. And Kevin Booth, he has the nose guard. David Deal feels Justin Pugh right here taking over this block. Now he becomes what we call a freedom fighter.
Boom.
Look for work. That's what we talk about. And now he comes over and he finds some work and helps Kevin Booth out, gets a great knockdown right here. And then, again, we see the great throw by Eli Manning. He's able to step up into this throw. And I think if you were to ask Eli, being a perfectionist that he is, he might have wanted to throw that ball a little bit further down the field, let Hakeem Nicks run under it, and could have been a big touchdown right there. But great throw for the Giants offense.
And Sean, Hakeem Nicks with his best performance of the season, well over 100 yards receiving, 5 catches and only 7 targets. However, on the next play, the Giants try to go for another big play through the air. This one doesn't end quite so well.
No, John, and they tried to take advantage of the blitz right here. And you're going to see the strong safety Eric Weddle coming down, Manti Te'o on a strong safety Mike blitz right here. Giants have a pretty good play called right here. You see James Brewer, it's a little play action fake right here. Andre Brown does a great job picking up the safety. That's the protection part of it. Now watch Ruben Randle right here. I mean, he's going to run a slant. This throw is a little bit behind him. We'll see it from the end zone, but I think Ruben Randle could have done a better job of being crisper on this route. I mean, he kind of rounds off that little cut right there. I think in the coaching room, they're probably saying, make that a little bit crisper, make it a little bit sharper. It will help define the throwing area for the quarterback. We'll see it here from the end zone, what we're talking about, how the throw is a little bit behind the receiver. You can see the San Diego Chargers bringing pressure right here. Good protection by the O-line. Brandon Myers does a good job over here, one-on-one. And then Eli, you could see right after the play fake, watch his head snap up. You see that right there? He knows the blitz is coming, and he's trying to see what's that safety doing, what's the coverage. Comes up throwing, and the ball is just a little bit behind him. And, John, I don't know if I can freeze this, but you could see the ball right there actually hits the defender in the face mask. He doesn't bat the ball down. That's why the ball bounces up in the air. So a little bit of bad luck right here for the Giants leads to the interception.
Well, I want to ask you about that, too. That ball, Ruben Randle never even got his hands on it. Does he have to do a better job fighting for the football once it's coming to him in that situation?
Well, yeah, you want to see receivers fight for the football at all costs. But also, it kind of goes back to what I was saying about the route. If the receiver is drifting on the route a little bit, it allows the defender to undercut the receiver on the throw. That's what happened right there. Sure, you'd like to, in hindsight, to see Ruben Randle fight for it a little bit more. It's tough as you're running away from the quarterback to kind of come back to it, but the hand fight is always essential when you're talking about the receivers and defensive backs fighting for the football.
And right after the interception, Sean, that was the big play over the top to Keenan Allen on Terrell Thomas. Obviously, that began all the momentum in the favor of the San Diego Chargers. For our next play, let's head to quarter number 2. Chargers lead 10-0. They have a very crucial 3rd-and-12 in their own territory, and they go to a probable future Hall of Famer and Antonio Gates.
Yeah, John, it was a story of the day for the New York Giants. They could not get off the field on 3rd down. Coming into this game, Phillip Rivers is completing 70% of his passes. This is one of the reasons why. You can see the Giants here. They actually decide to only rush 3 defenders. Demontre Moore here is in coverage. He's shadowing the back. And this is the problem with rushing 3 defenders. You give Phillip Rivers too much time. Here you can see Antonio Gates. He sits down. Good awareness by Gates because he realizes where the sticks are. Poor awareness right here by John Beeson. because we see John Beeson. Now, first of all, Jaquan Williams is already the deep linebacker. You see him flying back, representing, I'm not going to let anybody get behind me. But John Beeson right here, I'm going to freeze it. His peripheral vision should show him that Antonio Gates is right there and he's posted up at the sticks. He should slow his feet down right there and stop right there because there is nobody behind him. He already, receiving-wise, he already has Jaquan Williams defending the deep third of the field. And for the defense, when you have an offense in third and long, it's so demoralizing to allow them to get the first down. Here we can see the pass rush right here. And this is what's great when offensive linemen, I talked about it before, when you only rush three guys, you get what we call vice protection. You can see the center and the left guard on the nose right there. The right guard and the right tackle are sliding on Justin Tuck. Puts all the onus on Matthias Kiwanuka here to win the one-on-one and get pressure on the quarterback. They're not able to do that. It's an easy throw for Phillip Rivers and an easy conversion for the Chargers.
And Sean, you said it. The Giants simply could not get off the field on third down all game long. For our final play, the Giants did run the ball well. So let's take a look at one of the good Giant running plays in half number two. This is in the third quarter. The Giants have it second and 17 after an Eli Manning sack. They trail 31-7. Andre Brown takes the draw and rumbles for the first down.
Yeah, John, Kevin Gilbride doesn't have a lot of plays designed on his chart for second and 17. But here's what you do. You run a quick trap and you try to steal a few yards to make it in third and manageable. Andre Brown does a great job on this play. It's a shotgun trap play. And the safety is coming down in run support right here. Andre Brown makes a great cut, and Eric Weddle finds himself out of position. Great run by Andre Brown, as you said. From the end zone, we'll get to see the design of the play. What they're going to do is they're going to pull left guard James Brewer. He's going to be responsible for trapping the three-technique defensive tackle. David Deal, you'll see him do a quick flash right here to try to get the defender to rush up the field. That's what is supposed to create the running lane. And then Dave Deal goes up to the linebacker. You see Manti Te'o reading the path of the running back. He reads the pulling guard, and now he flies in there. That vacates the running space backside. But really, when I'm freezing right here, there is no running lane for Andre Brown right here because James Brewer doesn't get his hat inside on the trap block. But Andre Brown, he just puts his foot in the ground, sees some space to the outside, and accelerates up into the safety for a great, great run by Andre Brown.
And his vision has really been a difference maker for him all year long.
Yeah, I think he's done a great job of seeing a play like that and then being able to ad lib. I like Andre Brown's patience in the hole. I think he's done a great job with his vision, as you said. But I also think Andre Brown, he has run extremely tough. Comes to mind, Ahmad Bradshaw, the way that he ran with yards after contact, that's what Andre Brown has really brought to this offense.
Sean, we appreciate the time as always, my friend. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks, John.
And that's all the time we have today for Plays That Change the Game right here on Giants.com. For Sean O'Hara, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next week. Have a great one.